Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Yo, yo, happy National Chicken Finger Day, homies. Get you a free chicken finger with your Raising Cane's box combo on 727, you heard?
Thanks, Snoop.
Make it a perfect combo with a copy of my latest album, Is It a Crime? Streaming now.
Get one free chicken finger in each box combo. Purchase July 27th, 2025.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Thursday to you. Steve Sipple is back from Las Vegas. I'm Jake Sorensen and Bill Bush out until next week. Hope you've enjoyed the coverage so far from Vegas, from our team, and Sip as well. How was your short time in Vegas, Sip? You're there for about, 24 hours or so?
It was fine. Good morning, Jake.
I never got the promised text about the Golden Steer. Our last conversation before sitting the rundown was, tell me how the Golden Steer is. You said, I'll report back. Here we are Thursday at 6:02. I haven't heard how the Golden Steer was at all. Stay
okay, first of all, I want to say my hellos to you and Rudy. Oh, hello, Rudy.
Okay.
Good morning to Rudy. Did I do that?
Yeah.
Did
I really text here real quick
that
happened?
Did I do that?
Let me read the text real quick here.
I apologize.
This was at 8:15 on Tuesday.
Okay, wait a second. Let me put this
all
together.
Which is 6:15 Vegas time, p.m.
Let me put this all together in my head. That was when we went to it, yeah.
Yeah, I said, Golden Steer. You said, I'm heading there now. I will report back. I did not hear a report back at all.
I'm covered on this. I do this all the time to people. I'm reporting back right now.
Wanted to wait all the way.
There was no time frame.
You actually got back.
There was no time frame.
That's true. You are clear on that.
Yeah.
You are clear on that.
There's no time frame on that. There's no time stamp.
The breakers need to know.
I don't know. I'm always sort of embarrassed when we have these conversations, really, to be honest. Because it sounds sort of braggadocious.
But it's fine. You went to Vegas. You can brag.
I'm not bragging. You asked me. Yeah. I don't even know where to begin. I mean, it's the best restaurant I've ever been to.
Ever.
That'd be one place to begin. Well, it's freaky. The nostalgia is weird. Like, it's unbelievable. Ali, booth 7.
Okay. Okay. I like the start.
Yeah.
Good start.
Booth 7 was Ali's booth. And there I am, sitting 15 feet from Muhammad Ali's booth. We got Sean Callahan, Husker Online, fellow employee, did a good job. The minute he discovered that Big Ten Media Days was in Las Vegas, and this goes back months, right?
Like March maybe or February.
He went all in to get a reservation. It's hard.
At the Golden Steer.
Yeah, it's really hard to get a reservation. Damon Benning would tell you he couldn't get one. He thought about just going and eating at the bar. You can do that.
I would do that.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you a story maybe on air or off air about that, about a young woman who did that.
Interesting. I'm not sure where that's going at all, but you've caught my attention here.
In the last calendar year, we've eaten at three steakhouses that are among the nation's best: Peter Luger, Mastro's, and Golden Steer. Peter Luger in Brooklyn, Mastro's in Beverly Hills, and Golden Steer in Vegas. Golden Steer's the best. Now, it's not recency bias.
By far or not?
No, not by far. Okay. No. It's close with Peter Luger. It's very close. Some of it's just you're in Vegas. Some of it's just location in Vegas. Some of it's I think the nostalgia factor probably puts it over the top, but the food's ridiculous. I had a ribeye. In the first bite of it, I was like, okay.
Were you salivating? Did you look around and say,
incredible? And I don't know. They give you some sort of special salt mixture that's good. But the thing is that you'd be skeptical of is you hear everybody, when you say golden steer, everybody's like, the people in the know say, oh God, wait till you eat the Caesar salad.
And I love Caesar salad.
I was really skeptical. Like, okay, it's a Caesar salad. Like, what could possibly set a Caesar salad apart? So I didn't even. It's a table-side Caesar salad. So they make it.
You didn't eat it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm getting to it.
Oh, my bad. I jumped the gun here. I'm sorry.
Calm down over there.
I thought you were about to go past the Caesar salad. Okay.
It's a table-side Caesar salad. That's what everybody how everybody calls it. In fact, I was texting with somebody yesterday. Said table-side, and yes, table-side. So they make it in front of you, and they tell you the ingredients. And I did not. One of the gentlemen I was with at the table did video it, so he has all the ingredients. I didn't do that. But he tells you the waiter tells you the ingredients as he's making it, and then when you eat it, I'm like okay, this is, I get it now. It's so strange.
I'm jealous of that one.
Yeah, you'd like it. You'd be freaked out.
I love Caesar salad. Yeah, big fan.
Caesar salads were perfect. When you go to a big time place, when you get what's that drink we get, an old fashioned?
Mm-hmm.
I had two old fashions. Damn, I wanted to get the third, but I thought no, I better
could
not.
Have.
The old fashions are really good. You know, when you're in a good place when they make an old fashioned, it has the big ice cube.
Oh yeah.
But it was, I guess it was just fabulous.
What'd you get for a side besides a salad?
I got
like with the
Brussels
ribeye.
Sprout.
Okay. Brussels sprouts. Good.
Inordinately good. Baked potato. And I had a big ribeye. I usually get sirloin. I'm glad I got ribeye. It was
me too.
Yeah. So it's, you know, it was Sinatra. So Sinatra's booth's in there. They have an Elvis gold record by the Elvis booth. Elvis had a booth. It's not ostentatious. It's subtle, but there's a gold record that they get for a year. It's an Elvis gold record. They just get it for a year and it's in Elvis's booth.
This is a big place too.
No, it's not big. They have added on to it in recent years. We sat in the main area, which I was grateful for. Not the new area. We sat in the main area, and you can just feel. And it's a mobster place. I mean, it's mafia. And you see that. And yeah, it was. I'll never. It's. I don't know that I'd ever top that.
The Golden Steer. Now, is this on the Strip or where? I don't know where it's at.
It's the north side of the Strip.
Okay.
But it's not. I say that you don't feel like you're on the Strip. The movie Casino was featured prominently.
Oh. At the Golden Steer.
It was featured prominently. No, but here's the thing: the restaurant was featured prominently. The Golden Steer, and they made it look like it. But I guess it was at another place in town. So I was kind of let down by that. Anyway,
Vegas was great. Of your life.
Well, best experience. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Those three are really hard. Would be really hard to top, but I would put that one number one. You have to experience Peter Luger to understand that. Mastro's is just think Beverly Hills, you know, and that's what that is. But the food was incredible. Vegas was incredible. I liked it. I'm going back.
People are curious, besides the meal and media days, did you actually leave your hotel room at all?
I went to CVS Pharmacy.
So no. So no.
Did I not? There wasn't all that much opportunity. There wasn't.
Yeah, you weren't there very long.
No.
Like, our guy's there for 3 days. Yeah. They can get out and about.
No, and media days, covering it is not easy. I mean, it is a grind. So no, I didn't have a lot of time. We stayed at the Arias though. So the Arias is a super nice.
Right, you had talked about that being having everything you need there. You could buy groceries. You could go get it to a CVS.
There was not a CVS.
CVS is not in there.
No, but it's literally 60 feet from the hotel. So
that's basically in the hotel. You're fine.
So
you ventured out 60 feet from the hotel besides the Golden Steer.
Well, I mean, did we get there Monday?
Yeah, Monday. Yep.
Monday.
So you had time to do something Monday. You got there.
The guys went out.
And you did not.
No, I didn't. I stayed at the Arias and went to a pizza place called Moneyline and had a wood fire pizza and a Corona. And that was good enough for me. I mean, we got there in the afternoon. I didn't have a lot of time to jack around. And I had a column.
Yeah, you were writing.
Yeah, I had a column to write. So I did it. I finished it up and I finished. I had written some of it, but I had a pizza. It was fine. The casino experience, the hotel casino experience is enough. You see a lot in that casino. It's great. I would highly, highly recommend Arias.
Did you feel pulled to the slots or the tables at all?
No, I didn't. Like them. I like having them there. But again, just the nature of the trip, it wasn't really a relaxing trip. So I didn't do that. I didn't do any of that. You walk through it every day. That's the thing. You're just there. Like I said, I would highly recommend the Arias. It's a beautiful place.
Now, we did discuss before you left that you might have a airport beer or an airplane beer on the way.
An airport beer.
You did?
Yes.
Yes!
Yeah, I did. I had a Corona at the Omaha airport.
Wait, was Sean surprised by that?
No. I would say no. Sean and Robin didn't really react at all.
Did they have one also?
They always do.
Okay, I'm just making sure. I'm just trying to set the scene here for breakers out there.
Yeah, I don't. You know me very well. That's a very odd occurrence for me to be drinking a Corona at noon.
I think I had influence on you there.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. I told Sean this is really good.
That's why we do it. Yeah. That's why we do the airport beer. Yeah. It sets the tone for the trip.
Yeah, it was good.
It might be a business trip, but there's also got to be some fun involved on the plane.
It was fun. It was a good trip. I really enjoyed it, and I really enjoyed Vegas. I liked it. I'm just going to call it a first impression because I hadn't been there since 87.
Wow.
It wasn't as much as I thought. You know, it wasn't as ostentatious as I thought. But it was, I liked it. I'll go back. I mean, I liked it. It's kind of a weird place though. You're walking like at Mandalay Bay. So we do the coverage, right, of the day. It's at Mandalay Bay Casino and Resort, whatever they call it. And we're walking through. It's massive. Those places are so big.
Yeah, they are.
And we're walking to get. So we're done riding, and we're walking to get to where the cabs are. Still a cab town. Vegas and New York are the last cab towns. Those are the last Mohicans.
Better times.
Yeah, they're the last cab towns. So we're walking in the cab service is excellent. You don't need an Uber. The cabs are great. And we're walking to get our cab and we're walking into Mandalay Bay and like somebody just says, yeah, the Las Vegas Aces are playing right over there. There's an arena there.
WNBA.
Yeah. It's just in the middle of all the, the traffic. Oh yeah. Yeah. There's a game over there. In that arena gets lost in this huge structure. It'd be the weirdest thing playing for the Las Vegas Aces. Like, I can't even imagine.
The game's where now?
Yeah, it's right over there.
Oh, it's over here.
Yeah, just walk through those doors so you can get in. Oh, you know, everybody's just ripping through the casino, doing their thing. There's a WNBA game right over there. Oh, okay. It'd be weird.
Now, I'm trying, in terms of the scene of media days, now, I loved how it was at Lucas Oil Stadium. We're on the sidelines of the field, and everything else is on the field. Like, you're right there. Everything's in one room. That's not the case for media days, right? Because in Chicago, before Indianapolis, it was like a dungeon of a room for Radio Row, and then the main area was like, I don't know, 100 yards away.
I don't know how to address this. Like,
because Nick told me it was not the most, like, compared to Indy, it was not the most ideal Radio Row compared to where the podium setting was at.
Well, no, because they were separate, and I don't have a great working knowledge in this conversation because I didn't go on Radio Row by
saw. But you know where they were at, though.
Pretty much, yeah. They weren't in the main room. So it wasn't, I mean, what, they weren't in a football field.
Which was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
Think about us. We're at 6 a.m. doing, looking around in the stadium and seeing the sun come up in Indianapolis.
What
that
I'm
cool.
suggesting to you is I would be careful with the assumption that it was better in Indy. Because I know I wouldn't say that. But it just depends what you're looking for. I would say this. It was slapped together in Vegas. I mean, it was not.
You're telling
it
me
didn't
you,
seem like a big deal.
You would prefer to have. If we're looking at Radio Row, in a dungeon in its own room versus on the sidelines of Lucas Oil Stadium. Which
no, you weren't. It wasn't in a dungeon in Vegas.
But it wasn't the same room, though.
No, it
feels
was
like
in
a dungeon there.
No, no, it
okay,
wasn't
all
a
right.
dungeon. No, no, no.
Do you remember Chicago at all?
Yes, that was a dungeon.
Okay, that's a dungeon.
That was a dungeon in the basement of an old-style Chicago hotel. That was a dungeon. No, this was not a dungeon. This was just in a big, huge hallway that was adjacent to the main auditorium. It. So it wasn't bad. You know James Franklin?
Yeah, I do. And we'll get his comments at 7 o'clock on Media Days. We have audio of that.
Yeah. And part of what he said is true. I'm not going to blow the whole thing. Part of what he said is true. Where the Big Ten failed on this, you just didn't. There was no evidence that it was Big Ten Media Days other than when you got there and you were in
there. There's some signage there.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome.
Yeah. There's. It did not feel like a big deal at all.
Well, you get lost.
They didn't have
so much happening in Vegas. You get lost in the show.
That's part of it. But that's part of it. So there's a big picture element to it. But then the other part of it is things like there were no strips to plug your computer in.
No power strips.
No power strips.
That's a problem.
Yeah, it was a problem. We get there, and that's all everybody's talking about. There's not even any power strips.
Okay, that's bad.
But then now they rallied whoever was there and got them in basically in time. But it was
no power strips.
Yeah, the Big Ten. I don't know. I hope it's back in Vegas. I would rather have it in Vegas than Indy. 10 years out of 10.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
I'm sorry. I would. Vegas, I like the setup. It was low key. It was more low key. But I'll give you an example. In Indy, you couldn't take coffee or any food into the area where you're working.
Illegally.
Here, they had a great, great media hospitality room. And you could take anything into the main area.
It's because you're on a football field.
Yeah, in Indy.
On the Colts Stadium.
Yeah, this is Mandalay
Bay. I know that. The comparison, that's why you couldn't take food onto the field or drink because, hey, this is where they actually play football here.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Understood.
I'm telling you that I would take Vegas over Indy every day, and I don't even want to think about going back to Chicago. I hope they never.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Chicago sucked.
Yeah.
You know my thoughts on Chicago in general. I don't.
You don't want to
go. I don't want to. I'm not going. If it's ever back there, I'm just saying somebody else can go this year.
Now, we might have some breakers in Chicago. Nothing against your city.
We just don't like it. if you like it, you live there, we're happy
for
you.
Yeah, good. Good.
But don't ask us to come see you anytime soon.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that.
Vegas. Jake, I like that warm. I like that heat, the dry heat. I'm going back. I'll probably stay at the areas. I'm going back.
Well, I'm glad you had a good trip and you made it back. And
it was great. It was a great trip.
We will have lots for media days throughout the show today and tomorrow. That is idle chit-chat.
Wait a second. You don't have any.
I don't have anything. No.
Why?
It was a slow day yesterday.
You did play golf.
A little bit of golf, yeah. But other than that, yeah, it was a good day.
Slow day?
It was really hot yesterday. Monday, it's supposed to have been hot all week long here. Monday, we had cloud cover from a massive storm down south. It was like 75 degrees all day. It was glorious.
Monday, really?
Yes. Tuesday was a little warmer, but still pretty nice. And then the sauna came yesterday, and then it rained a ton last night, about 3/4 of an inch per bolt on YouTube.
Bolt, 3/4 inch.
It woke me up. I don't know, at midnight or 1 o'clock, there's just a ton of rain coming down, and I heard thunder, heard lightning.
I think it started earlier.
Okay. Well, maybe I get confused when I'm asleep. I don't know what time it is. I know it woke me up last night.
Here's some idle chit chat. You know what happened last night? I think I slept from 10:30 to 4:30. That never happens.
I did not.
You didn't?
I was very tired, and I still woke up because the rainstorm woke me up. I thought it was midnight. Maybe it wasn't. I don't know what time it was, but regardless, I don't think the drought's over, but the drought has helped.
Why do you say the drought's not over?
Because it's been very hot.
Hot.
And we haven't had a ton of rain recently, but that was helpful yesterday, last night.
Hot. Yeah, no, we did get appreciable rain. And then we got some this morning, too.
Yes. On the way, yeah, that's why I parked out front, because it was downpouring at 5:35 or so. Parked out front.
Because you didn't want to walk in the rain.
No, didn't want to do that. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. You need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you. 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included. They don't guess. They game plan using soil tests, yield maps, and field data. They help farmers call the right shots for their ground. Learn more at 738ag.com. From Joey Robinson and the team in Bertrand. We did play a lot of audio yesterday from Matt Rhule, Dylan Raiola, and company from Media Days. We have not gotten your reaction, Sip, to Nebraska specifically and their session on Tuesday in Vegas. We know we heard about your time in Vegas, the Aria, and you know, your Golden Steer time. But in terms of the work part of the trip, Nebraska at the podium, at the side session as well. Matt Rhule, I thought, was once again very good. What was your response to Rhule at the podium? I thought he was just very good up there.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of information. I thought the key, you tell me, remember, I was kind of locked in on what I had to write, which was that whole spiel about when I got here. I'm talking about Matt Rhule. When he got here, it was a bad job.
Yes.
That was a lot. I haven't even fully.
Did you have any problem with him saying that at all? I was fine with it.
I was just going to say, I haven't fully digested it. I don't know what. No, I don't have any problem with it. He laid it out really well. We can start there. There's some news tidbits that were really important too. But I didn't know what to make of all that. I mean, I will say this, and I'll just be very, candid. I was really struck by the level of empathy he showed for the villainous Scott Frost.
He did show him. Yes, he did.
And to the point where he laid out the fact they just put a huge photo of Frost in the coach's headquarters. I kind of see this as Rhule, as the program's leader, sort of taking care of one of his own. You know, I mean, Frost is, at the end of the day, a Husker. And Rhule appreciates what Frost did and also appreciates what Frost went through, because Rhule went through the same thing where he was the villainous mm-hmm. figure, booed off a field and basically, I mean, it was I would call it a horrible time for Rhule in Carolina.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah. Horrible time. So I think he has a level of empathy for that reason mainly. But I also think he respects what Frost did. But I did not anticipate a 5-minute spiel from that question. I did not. Now, when I asked
but
that
I
question.
But I thought he handled it very well.
Oh, I thought you handled it. I thought
his response was wonderful, what he said about it. The whole thing.
Did you?
Yes.
I wondered what you were going to think about that.
There wasn't really much. Again, you know, Matt Rhule knows how to speak. He's a very professional speaker at podiums and whatever he's at. There is nothing he said at all on Tuesday that really took me off guard. Yeah, that was a bad thing to say. I thought everything he said was proper. And
I thought what he said about the Peds was almost jaw-dropping. We're going to win because of Sean Pete. We're going to win because of this is what he said. This is Matt Rhule talking. We're going to win because of Tom Pede. We're going to win because of Sean Pede. If the Pedes don't do what they did at 1890 and the investments they've made this spring were dead. Were dead. I can't, if the Peds would go away, I can't tell you the level of distress there would be at Nebraska.
Well, they have been very helpful in all sorts of, NIL was them. They are the one that started 1890. That was
100%. All the operational costs.
They took it all on.
The structure, the lawyers, the accountants, the infrastructure is what I'm talking about. But also, that was part of it. I mean, he also said cited Dan and many others, actually. He said the apparatus is strong at Nebraska. Dan and Rule, I'm not saying they agree on everything, but it seems definitely like they work well together, and Rule cited Dannon's willingness to do things that draw criticism. That's a great, great trait. Now, if you're an AD, you better have that. I mean, because you're going to piss people off. That's the job of an AD, to me, largely is about the ability to say no to people. And Dan's strong. Dan's very strong.
But was he in Vegas or not?
No.
He was not there.
And I'm glad you asked, because people were asking me that on a message board. The ADs didn't have a meeting. Oftentimes, all those ADs mm-hmm. are there because there's an AD meeting accompanies Big
12. I believe Troy was at last year's media days in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
And Trev had been there before that.
There was on the day I was there, that the Illinois AD was there, but I didn't see any other ADs. There might have been one other. So it wasn't like there was a bunch of ADs there and Dan wasn't there. No, Dan just didn't have to be there. So I'm glad he wasn't there, because we had so much. I don't mean that negatively towards Troy. We just had so much to cover. Oh, we didn't need that additional thing. So Rule, that whole I don't know what to make of that, Jake. That when he got here, here's the thing about that, and I did ask him this, and he gave a good answer. But when he was in the midst of this spiel saying it was a bad job, I was like, so why did you take it? And he said because he had that great line about, you ever see a mansion where the bones of the mansion, you see the bones of the structure are so good, but it needs a lot of work. He goes, that was Nebraska. I have not fully digested all that. He talked about the practice field being bad, talked about Memorial.
He said all the ACL injuries, was it
49.
Yeah, 49 ACL injuries.
Well, 49 knee injuries.
Whatever, yeah.
28 ACLs.
It's a lot.
Yeah. So the practice field was bad. The Memorial Stadium surface was bad. They didn't have saunas. Why wasn't I covering that? I felt a little guilt as he was talking. Like, I would always portray it as a good job. See, Rule's very, very.
See,
like,
I don't know if it was.
What?
It was. It was not a bad job.
Well, that's what the head coach just
but
said.
I think if you could say that again, he'd say it was not as good as it should be. Nebraska has a lot of things. As he says, the bones are in place. The fan base is here.
It takes the more fan, than that.
I know that. But people don't realize from the outside. That's why Matt Rule can say that as a head coach, especially since they appear to be on the rise as a program. The fan base is wonderful. That's you can't take that for granted. That's a big thing Nebraska has that you cannot take for granted, that everybody
You're
knows
right. No,
is a win.
No, it's huge.
But people don't know what goes on behind closed doors.
Well, but the practice field.
That's why he can say that, though. That's why Matt Rule can say that, because they have this assumption that everything's going well and smooth over there, and why can't people win here? Well, obviously there's something off in terms of, in the past, the coordination between the coach, the AD, administration in general.
Right, in the NIL part component.
And NIL.
I didn't know that it was... again, there's a lot to... There's so much to unpack there, and there's so much we don't know. I think it got complicated between Trev and the Peds. I guess the best way for me to say is once Trev went away, it got a little more less complicated.
We've been told that a lot.
Yeah. So that helped. And I don't want to make I don't want to go too far into the peds, but Rule is
he said their name out loud in front of everybody in Las Vegas
and said if we didn't have them, we'd be dead. We're dead. Okay, that's the thing that hit me the hardest. Like whoa. And mainly talking, I think about just the ability to pay the players.
Yes, 100%.
I mean, but also having the infrastructure. You know, it's not like the Peds pay the players, but they provide this infrastructure. Yeah. There's other people that are heavily involved, and there's other boosters of substance that help a lot. But the key is Rule said this is, he said, soon this will be a great job. So, and then what I would say about Rule is I think he's here. I'll never say about a coach, hardly any coach, he's here for the long haul. I'll never say that. I don't know that. But I'd say minimum 3 years based on what I hear. Minimum 3 years. You can't look much further than that. But I think that some of one of my takeaways is that. Now, some of that takeaways from talking to people there, you run into a lot of people that matter at a thing like that. And I think Rule is genuinely happy here. Now, here's a question I have.
Okay.
And I don't know how Rule would react to this. There's a part of me that wonders if him saying that and being so emphatic, saying that this was not a good job when I got here, and being so emphatic about it, is he trying to buy some time?
Probably so. Yeah, I mean they went 5-7 his first year. They went 7-6 last year. Of course, I mean,
is it him saying easy on the expectations of this is going to be Temple and Baylor, where I'm going to win 10 or 11 games this year?
I mean, he said in his comments that he feels good about this football team.
He did say that.
He said we are on. You know, I don't have the actual quote, but he said he was very high on what this team can be this year.
He said we're ready to make a run at
this
thing.
Yes, he said that exactly. Here, I have it right here. Here's Matt Rule from Tuesday on making a run.
And if I say one thing, I'll say this. We like our football team. We like our football team a lot. We believe in the guys. It's those four guys I mentioned. It's all the guys back in Lincoln. We believe that we can play with anybody. And we've had our highs and lows, our ups and downs. We've been through a lot in 2 years together. And we're going to go make a run at this thing this year. So
We're going to make a run at the thing this year. That's him saying that. That's expectations from your head coach right there.
Jake, there's no question that externally, or what you hear, then internally what you hear, they feel good about this team. There's no question. There's also no question that we all know the biggest issue. It's 100% D-line. I mean, that is the thing that is what you have to watch the closest. It's 100% that. I mean, the more I talk to people, the better I feel about the linebackers. I think they're really dynamic at that position.
I think they have a great linebacking core.
Well, I don't want to do that.
With Shavers, McGahee.
I'm surprised to hear you say that.
I like their linebacking core.
I do too, Marquise but Watson, I don't want to put great in on it. I want to see.
Shavers, right? I mean, they've got some depth there too.
And they got some great-looking athletes.
I mean, we saw last part of the year, how good Shavers and McGahee could be.
Right. And then you see McCullough now.
Yeah, I didn't even mention him.
Deshaun McCullough.
That's a good core.
When you close your eyes and think about Nebraska, I always do that thing where I close my eyes and think about what's Nebraska look like to the world on TV if some guy's just watching in Delaware. Well, when he turns on the TV and sees Nebraska, it's a good-looking team. It's a good-looking they've gotten better. But, man, I'll tell you something. I think Rule would say, I don't know what he'd say, but when he got here, it wasn't necessarily that. It didn't look like it should. I will say that. They've definitely made progress in that direction. And you see it up front. Now, I know there's issues on the D-line, but they're good-looking players. And I say issues. There might not be issues. This is a bunch of guys that got to prove themselves.
You haven't seen them play. You haven't seen Judy play much or Riley Van Poppel
We've seen Keona Davis. We've seen Judy a little bit. We don't know what we've seen Van
Poppel
a
has
bit.
Been solid in his minimal time he's played.
Right, but
I like him.
But again, the key word is minimal. Anymore. Yeah, it's not spot duty.
The key word is minimal versus starter and most of the snaps.
Yeah, Judy, it's not spot duty anymore. No. Keona Davis, it's not spot duty. They got to hold up down to down. But all those guys. But it's a good-looking team. And the most encouraging thing, I would say, is the offensive line, which gets us to the next thing we can get to real fast.
Well, let's go to break and do that.
Okay.
How about that? And what is the next thing? Tease that for us.
The right tackle battle.
Okay.
The right tackle battle.
When we come back, an update on the right tackle battle next in Early Break in the Ticket.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.